Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. This week, they're in London taking on the Rams, so check out what Paul has to say about their Week 8 matchup in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Patriots are looking forward to the bye, but first, time to head on over to London to take on the Rams. I know I sound like a broken record, but really, the first thing here, and every week it seems I say the same exact thing for the Patriots defense, they have to keep everything in front of them. They can no longer give up the big plays. 39 passes allowed of 20 yards or more, by far and away the most in the NFL. This has to stop. The Patriots secondary needs to keep everything in front of them, and the Rams will look to get Chris Givens, a rookie out of Wake Forest, behind them. He has only 10 catches all season, but four of them are for more than 50 yards. This is what Sam Bradford and the Rams offense looks for. They want to get vertical. They want to get Givens vertical. The Patriots secondary needs to tighten up. I'm going to stick with my broken record theme here. For number two, I'm going to move to the Patriots offense. It seems every week we talk about the unsettled nature of the offensive line. And while that's been true, really, the group has held up pretty well in pass protection, but it's going to be another test this week for those tackles. Nate Solder and Sebastian Vollmer, who I think have played very well the last several weeks now, but they're going to have another big test here with St. Louis. They have Chris Long and Robert Quinn, two very talented defensive ends, not just speed guys. They've seen a lot of speed guys like Dumervil and Von Miller in Denver, but these guys can give some power as well. Long is really one of those overachieving type defensive ends that gets after it, and Quinn is a dynamic athlete that can do a lot of different things. The Rams like to pressure the passer. The Patriots offense is predicated on protection. It's going to be a big matchup. I'm going to stick with the offense here for my final point. And this one's a little bit tricky because I'm not exactly sure how St. Louis is going to attack the Patriots passing game. But here's the thing. Brandon Lloyd on the outside needs to be a little bit more productive than he's been in recent weeks. If Cortland Finnegan, the Rams' number one cornerback, stays on the outside with Lloyd, and they've done this from time to time, Jeff Fisher has matched up Finnegan with the other team's top outside receiver from time to time. If that happens, Tom Brady needs to ignore Brandon Lloyd and just go for Wes Welker. Now, here's the thing. They also move Finnegan inside to the slot. Wes Welker talked this week about expecting to see a lot of Finnegan. This is a matchup the Patriots need to win. I think Wes Welker is too much for Finnegan in the slot. Tom Brady needs to make this a Wes Welker football game, and that's how the Patriots offense is going to go. Spread him out, get Welker over the middle, and take advantage of whoever the Rams decide to cover him with. Prediction time, and there's no question that the Patriots have been struggling a little bit on offense. Even though they're scoring some points, it hasn't come easy, and I don't think it will come easy against St. Louis either. I do expect the Patriots to win this football game, and I expect there to be some challenges going across the pond here to play in London. The Patriots just 2 weeks ago were out in Seattle. This is basically the opposite of that, going the other direction. They're a little bit tired right now. They're heading to the bye. I expect it to be a struggle, but I also think the Patriots are just far superior in terms of talent. I think Brady will spread the ball around to the tight ends and to Welker, as I said. I don't think the Rams' offense can keep up. Really, it's basically just Steven Jackson in that running game. They don't have a lot of dynamic playmakers on offense. This is going to work to New England's favor, and I know we've talked about the same stuff the last couple of weeks, but I think the Patriots get by 31-20. That's half the season in the books, and now it's time for a little bit of rest for a bye week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.